This is Pastor Brad Bristow welcoming you to the Cornerstone Airdrie Audio Podcast. Each week, we do our best to upload the sermon audio from our services. If you would like to connect with us, you can go to our website, cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com, and you can also find us on social media. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/cornerstoneairdrie, and follow us on Twitter at @CSAirdrie. You can also subscribe to our podcast and get new messages delivered right to you by clicking on the subscribe button on iTunes or the subscribe to this podcast link on our website and following the prompts. And if you're able to, what would be a big help would be to rate and review us on iTunes for our podcast. It may sound funny to ask that, but what it does is gives us a larger presence on iTunes where more people can find us. With all of that said, we pray that this message is something that God will use to speak to you. We know that God wants to speak to us, and through our messages, we hope that the Holy Spirit is able to be speaking to you.
I'm going to say a few words, and then I'm going to pray over you. But Paul, when, you know, he raised up Timothy and then released him into ministry. But made a charge to him, actually several. There's one of them that I'll read to you. This charge is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. It says, "Do not let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and teaching." That's the pulpit. "Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone would see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." And 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 to 4 says, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." So, Pastor Brad, will you preach sound doctrine in accordance with Foursquare beliefs? And will you fulfill all the duties of your ministry? Will you lead the church with pure motives, not out of greed or a desire for power? Will you seek to bring glory to Jesus in all that you do? Now, a pastor is also a gift to a church. Jesus gave gifts to the church when he ascended, and pastors were one of those gifts. But when a gift is given, it also needs to be received, right? So Brad is a gift that is being given to the church. But as a church, you have a responsibility to receive the gift. So there's some words for a church as well. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 and 17 says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13 says, "Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other." So church, will you receive Pastor Brad as your pastor? Will you submit to his authority and treat him with respect? Will you share with him and support him out of the good things God provides to you? Excellent. The answer I was hoping for. And now I believe there's some people that have already been chosen to come and lay hands on Brad as he's installed this morning. So we're going to anoint you and pray over you. And during times like this are often times when the Holy Spirit might prompt a scripture that you're to bring for them, or maybe even a prophetic word. So I'd like you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit as we pray too, to see if maybe he has a word that you would give them as they start this new chapter of leadership, along with a new chapter in the Airdrie Foursquare Church. Every time when it might have, emotions might have struck them, when they might have felt like quitting or doing something different, and they didn't, Lord, because of the call that you placed on their life. Lord, we thank you for their hearts that have said yes. And we pray today, as they take up this new mantle of leadership, that you would use them strongly in this church. And Lord, I've got a great anticipation for the future of this church. I think you're really going to do something special here, and that you're going to use them in that. And so I pray, Lord, that you would raise high expectations of hope within their hearts, Jesus. Raise those high expectations, because you can do it, Lord. You've done it before. You can do it again. And so we pray for that, Jesus. We pray for that. Lord, I pray that that perfect blend of confidence and humility would fill their hearts. Lord, I know there's a type of humility that shrinks back, and there's a type of confidence that becomes egotistical, but I pray for the perfect blend, that place where both humility and confidence meet together, that they would lead within that, Lord Jesus. And I also pray that the team that is assembled and will continue to assemble around them, Lord, you don't call people to lead alone, and you don't call them to do everything, but you call them to help empower and raise up and appoint and encourage others. So I pray that you give them eyes to see and identify the ones that you say it's time for them to step up, and that they would call that other people. Lord, I thank you for Brad's strong devotion to the Word, and just pray that you'll continue to speak not only truth into his heart, but show him how that applies to the church and strengthens the church.
Father, we give you thanks today for this gift to us. Brad and Yvonne, the pastoral couple that you have chosen for us, we want to bless them today. And we ask you, Lord, to fill them with all wisdom and knowledge, to give them insight and knowledge in the Word, and knowledge how to deal with people, and your holy presence all the time, Lord, be evident in their lives, be filling them every day. Because even though we know we walk in your presence, sometimes, Lord, when things get difficult, we don't always feel that. So I pray that you would be so close to them that they would know that and they would walk in that, Lord Jesus. And Brad, I have a word for you, but you're probably tired of it because you get it from me a lot. But actually, I would like to read it from the scripture. It's John chapter 15, verse 16. And it's not just for Brad, it's for all of us. So I really put this to you and ask that you receive it in the Lord today. The word says, Jesus was calling his disciples. He spoke to them. He had already called them. And he said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, that you love one another. So Lord Jesus, please help us to love one another. Help us to follow you. Help us to follow our leader in this body, Lord, that we would be submissive and allow him to lead us in the places you're taking us to. In Jesus' name, thank you.
I had a word last night at the banquet, and for the you that were there, there were two things: new wineskins and stretcher pegs. Stretcher pegs was for Barry and Audrey and the church, and the new wineskins was for you, and that's why I didn't reiterate on that last night. But I'd like to read this to you because I think it's a word for you guys and for the church here. It says, "No." This is from the Holman Bible. "And no one puts new wines into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst and the wine spills out and the skins are ruined. But they put new wine into fresh wineskins and both are preserved." And I believe that's God's word for you. And the other one is, "Be strong and very courageous. You've been taught well. You've been given a great template of how things can work well. But I believe the Lord is saying to you today, this is new wine. And this church is a new wineskin. And be careful where you put that wine. Put it into the new wineskin. It's going to stretch you and make you grow and teach you some things that you probably weren't ready for. But God's in this. He's in this. This is a very special place. It's a special place that you're in today. This day is very significant to you. And I just want to encourage you, new wine, new wineskins, and step out into that. You're not Barry. You're Brad. And Barry is a wonderful man, and we wouldn't say one awful word about him because we adore that family. But you are Brad, and God has stamped you with something that is fresh and new, and he has put you in a new place. So be courageous in that. Step out in that. As you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you, step out into that. God's with you. So that is your word.
Thanks for listening today. We hope that this message has encouraged you, inspired you, and challenged you. If you would like to be in contact with us, you can find the contact information for the pastoral team at Cornerstone Airdrie by going to our website, cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com, and clicking on the About section, followed by the Staff link. Also available on our website are all kinds of information about our ministries, programs, and all of the things that are going on here at Cornerstone. And you can also connect with us on social media. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/cornerstoneairdrie. Follow us on Twitter at @CSAirdrie. And one more time, if you're able to, what would be a big help would be to rate and review us on iTunes for our podcast. It may sound funny to ask that, but what it does is it gives us a bigger presence on iTunes, where more people can find us. Thanks again for listening. As family we go. And I'll remember how far you carried me from beginning until the end. You are faithful, faithful to the end. The Father's heart beats for me, a never-ending story of love. Thank you.
And there won't be a day that you're not by my side. And there won't be a day that you lay.